a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Every now and then, you just love to. I'm driving home late at night after working at a game, and you drive along that highway and you see the sign, the KFC sign. We've all ducked in there for a quick little one.
My ex used to call it Bridge Chook.
Yeah.
Oh. Right.
And when you're going over, like, before the West Gate, you're like, oh, let's stop off at Bridge Chook.
Yes. Don't worry. I'll put my hand up many a time. Just a quick little duck in there, little three-piece feed.
I know a guy who used to work in Geelong and live in Werribee, and he would siphon money. And so he could, because he was supposed to be on a diet, and he would stop off at KFC on the way in North Geelong on the way out of town and get a zinger.
And no one will ever know.
Or his wife knew, but he had to hide the money.
Yeah.
Oh, the secrets we keep.
Classic.
Brilliant. Well, good news to those KFC fans out there, and there's a lot of them. I think there's been an overreaction to this. Now, as I said, I'm a KFC fan, so lots of love.
All good people.
Yeah, all good
especially
people.
Especially if they spend with the station.
Yeah, exactly. All good people. But they've put out the word that they're bringing back the original mashies. Do you remember them?
Are mashies the potato things?
Well, I'm assuming so.
Potato mash.
They're saying they're not the fraudulent gravy-filled interlopers we were forced to endure in the mid 2010s.
Oh, this gravy mashies.
The first time they've come back since 2011. So not the gravy ones.
Right.
So these are the bite-sized snack consisting of a deep-fried ball of mashed potato goodness.
Yes.
Coated in the Colonel's signature herbs and spices.
Yes.
Served in a pack of 6 or 12 with a side of gravy.
Okay. Because it's not just mashed potato deep-fried, because it's got the spices on there.
Yes.
It's like if you didn't want the chicken.
Yeah.
You could have the potato. That sounds amazing to me.
It's like Kakali is vegetarian, so she can never sort of get anything. We always go to KFC and she just sort of eats the chips.
Now
she can also eat the mashies.
The chips are amazing.
They are so good.
Okay, but there's a lot of carry-on around this. First time available in 12 years. Original mashies will be available. Menus nationwide.
Yeah.
The online trending is going crazy at the moment.
The buckets are spinning.
Yes, correct. I think a bit of an overreaction, because really they're just like little potato gems. Carly's point's a good one. If you're a vegetarian and need something to get there, okay, I understand it. But if you're going to KFC, you are ripping apart a 3-piece feed or a 5-piece feed or a couple of zinger burgers, grab some chips. You're not going there just to get a couple of potato gems. Massive overreaction.
I think the mash at KFC has cult status.
The actual potato and gravy.
So I think any sort of variation on that is also going to catch a bit of that glow.
Also, as a former vegetarian as well, I would go to KFC, we'd go get some Bridge Chook, and you'd get chips, and I would get a Twister without the meat.
Okay.
Right? Oh. So now
what's
it's not.
The saddest thing I've ever heard.
I know, it's pretty sad.
Like?
Lettuce, tomato, and a wrap.
And the special sauce.
Why don't you
and
just
keep
a packet of wraps in the car?
No,
a bag of lettuce.
I know.
You get the vegetables from your dad.
No. But what I'm saying is that now, I mean, you can get the vegetarian Twister and you can shove the mashies in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's not a bad call. But you're adding
mash in a wrap.
Yes. You're creating a new menu item.
Yeah.
So I read mashies and I got confused with plushies. And so I thought it was a real different vibe.
Okay.
I misunderstood.
Just for those who are.
Do not pass go directly to jail.
Don't go to KFC looking for plushies.
Just for those that are very excited about this menu item, May 16th, Tuesday, May 16th.
Tomorrow.
Until Monday, June 12th is when it'll be available.
I'm going to order it. I remember from Uber last time, the guy was on the bike and he it took him 3 hours to get here.
Came from High Street, Belmont.
I'll order him now.
We'll
have him tomorrow.
Can we test getting a wrap with the mashies and put them inside the wrap and see if you would have enjoyed that far more?
Saddest thing on earth.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Trending in this room and around Geelong is the Mashies returning to KFC, which we were talking about before the news.
Yes, it is trending in a big way online. Mm. A lot of people very excited. First featured 2009. They're back. We can confirm. Tuesday, May 16th, which is tomorrow, until Monday, June 12th. They will be available in all participating Aussie KFC restaurants. Okay, I get it. There's some fans out there. There's a lot of bit of cult status about the
Don't
Mashies.
Don't backtrack now, mate.
I think it's a bit of an overreaction. they're effectively potato gems.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to KFC and I'll put my hand up. Yep, late night. Oh, I still do it these days. Just duck in. I'm getting chicken and I'm getting the chips.
Yeah.
You are notoriously quite an animal when it comes to food, though, Lingy. You need like a family value pack to just sate your hunger.
Correct. Oh, I don't think I'm going to be filling up on Mashies.
Yeah, so you've gone hard on the, wow, everyone's going off about this and it's ridiculous. And we've got Tony that's called us from Corio. Good morning, Tony. You've got some thoughts for Lingy.
I most certainly do. I'm absolutely disgraced, Cameron Lee. Like, your lack of excitement for the return of the Mashie is absolutely appalling, mate.
Oh, Tony, why is that? Tell me.
So when I was a young bloke playing indoor cricket on a Friday night, of course you wouldn't go grab a three-piece feed because otherwise, as you know, playing sport, you can end up cramping up and being all kinds of soreness. Mm-hmm. So my old man used to swing past KFC. We'd grab a pack of Mashies and some gravy to dip it in.
Yeah.
And you know, my young fella now plays indoor cricket. I got really excited when they released the gravy one, thinking, you know, I'm not going to have to buy the gravy to go with it. And I tried them once and was absolutely disgusted. So I'm looking forward to being able to share that moment with my young fella sitting in the front of the ute, cracking open the gravy and having a dip with the Mashies.
Oh, Tony, that's beautiful, Tony.
Yeah.
My mistake I made was that realising that a three-piece feed wasn't good nutrition for sport, but potato Mashies was the right way to go.
Mate, there's a line.
100%, mate, carb loading.
Yeah.
Saying that, you know, there's so much in the three-piece feed that, you know, if you're running up and down.
Yeah, it's coming back up.
Mashies just turn into one big thing and it's beautiful in the tum.
Just another reason I just think, your boys, what else are they missing out on? You know what I'm saying?
If they play sport.
Well, no.
Or if they don't play sport.
No, I'm just saying if what else is Lingy not exposing them to?
Yes.
Rites of passage.
I promise you this, Tony, because of your heartfelt story there, I will retry the Mashies over the next week or so. Just to give it a second try. Maybe I got it on a bad day. Maybe I was a little in a bad mood or whatever. Didn't think much of them the first time around.
Idea, just quickly, before we move on. Tony, is your ute a bench seat? Because I can just imagine you, your son, Lingy in the middle, on the way to indoor cricket, smashing out some Mashies. What do you reckon?
I reckon so, mate. I'd be more than happy to host the great Mr. Ling down at the Junior Cricket Stadium. And he's more than welcome to come down any time. I'll make sure I've got the Mashies and gravy for him.
Yes, let's make it happen. Let's chuck a lap.
And if you're a good man, Tony.
If there's no seat for your son, well, he can play cricket next week. Sub him out, if you will.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, you know, in the rooms after a big footy game on Channel 7, BT normally goes into the rooms there and he does his BT Roaming Brian.
Yes,
and Friday night's game, I mean, we'll discuss that more when Jono comes in, but the Tigers were taking on the Cats and not the result that you wanted. However, Samson Ryan had a great game. Tigers man.
Young Ruckman.
And
first name, last name, last name, first name.
Yeah. Yes. Ransom Sion.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm in another dimension. No,
words.
So anyway, he was there in the rooms, of course. BT was there. And obviously, I get really worried because BT's just normally chatting to the camera and he'll grab someone when he can. But in the background, I think, what if you don't know that there's a camera live to air going you know, you're doing your thing? I don't know. Like, it's
Would you not say that you should assume in that situation? You should assume you're always on camera.
I think if it's especially Friday night game, Roaming Brian's been around long enough now. Just assume.
Everyone knows. Well, Belinda Ryan is Samson Ryan's mum.
Sure.
And she's gone viral after having a chat to BT. So this is the first instance. So she comes on over. Have a listen.
Have a look at all of those there. Hello. Who are you?
Samson's mum.
You're Samson's mum. Wow. How excited are you?
I know, I'm really excited.
Belinda.
Yes, Belinda.
Yeah, tell us about him. Tell us a little bit about
him. Well, he's gorgeous. He's tall, like his dad.
Did you meet his girlfriend for the first time tonight? Is that right? You're from Queensland, aren't you?
We're from Queensland and we've come down and we haven't been to any other games this year.
So just on the girlfriend, just on the quiet.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's lovely.
Is she?
Her name is Lily.
Is she sort of here somewhere?
Or? Yeah, do you want to talk to her?
Where is she?
Just there. Lily!
Just put your hand up.
I can't see Lily.
Can I just ask, Lingy, as someone who knows sort of what's going on behind the scenes there, is that a producer in his ear feeding that info? Belinda's his mum's name. She met the girlfriend for the first time tonight?
Yeah.
Because that is magnificent
really,
work.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
So that's where, and it is a skill. Sometimes you'll see BT's a little distracted. Somebody's trying to feed him information, plus he's trying to pick who he's talking to next, plus he's talking to somebody.
Yeah. What a professional.
But is it juggle? I couldn't hear anything then about who he was talking to. I think only dogs throughout Geelong. The pitch on that.
I know.
Lily!
Well, look, she's very excited. She's looking behind her looking for Lily, but it turns out that Lily and Samson are right in front of her, and then Lily comes over.
What did you make of the big fella tonight? He was pretty good, wasn't he?
Oh, he's doing a very good job. Very proud, and it's nice to have his family down for the first time.
Yes.
This season.
This is the first time the family have met Lily.
Yeah, first time tonight.
You're a little nervous about... I know you're nervous about the game, but you were nervous about that as well.
Oh, absolutely. It's the family. It's the first time, so...
No, you're not nervous.
Nah, I'm not focused on the footy, but it was so good to get the result tonight. It was just... Absolutely over the moon. Best result ever.
All right, so he's trying to move the conversation on.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, my mum's here. She's very excited. She's met my girlfriend for the first time. My girlfriend's here. BT's asking me about stuff. Let's talk footy. Like, he's trying to move on the conversation, Samson.
I think Samson's also realised that mum's had a couple of shardies.
Well, that's the other thing. Then BT turns to Lily and asks her thoughts on mum.
It's on the quiet. What did you think of mum?
Oh, she's lovely. She's... Plastered, but
very well done.
Oh my god! And I'm just like watching the footage. You're like, she's like, she's and I'm like, oh god, girl,
don't say it.
Oh god, she's plastered, but what are you? Oh, Lily,
national TV,
national TV. Could you imagine the conversation? Belinda did a great job. I thought she was super cute, but. Man, that car ride home. Oh.
No, it's the next morning car ride. Yeah. When you're driving them back to the airport because they got to fly back to Queensland, that's the car ride.
And Twitter's just going off.
And poor Samson the next day, he would have to go after training and recovery. So it would be Lily driving the parents back to the airport.
I would have thought Samson would be doing the drive and Lily would be ducking it completely.
Well, the quote in particular, because we just got so excited over the end then, is she's plastered but lovely. And I think... That's a nice thing to call mother-in-law.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Joined by Brad Johnson doing the jump for Prestige Jayco Geelong. But we've also got another special guest in the studio.
Yes, welcome Will from the newsroom.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, that's okay. It is very exciting.
How good is Will's voice, by the way?
Oh, magic.
Oh, thanks.
It's just clean.
Almost as good as his moustache.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Will, you... It's no secret that you're a massive fan of this man, Brad Johnson.
I try not to make it a secret.
Yeah. It's a glorious thing. And you've brought something in specifically that lives on your bedside table.
Well, yes. Jono's a very familiar face to me. Mm. And I shook his hand before and we sort of met each other.
It was
other,
a good handshake too, by the way. Yeah. Sure, it was solid.
I'm not sure if Jono's aware that we've actually met before.
Really?
Quite a number of
he
years
wouldn't
ago.
He wouldn't be.
I think you had that mustache about an 8-year-old.
Here I have a mustache-less Will in a Bulldogs photo frame.
Pass it over, Loggy.
From Family Day 2005.
How old are you there, Will?
I was 05, so I would have been
seven. Look at that.
Seven.
Yeah.
And
gee, I look good. No, sorry. Will, there you go. 2005.
So, I go to sleep every night with you. right next to me.
So that's on the, that's on his bedside table.
His current bedside table.
Jono, you look young and fit.
Yes.
Jono,
that's a good photo.
Is that one of the All Australian years?
2005. Yeah, 06
probably a leading goal kicker.
Probably my best year, but 05 was okay.
Yeah. And do you know what? The Botox you've been doing. Fabulous.
Working
you
well.
Look so good.
All right. Thank
so
you. Good. There's yeah. a lot Thank of joy you. And happiness around this. Is a little part of it kind of creepy?
Looking at Will now?
Yeah.
No. No, no, not at all.
Because but he does have the mustache and he's, you know.
I kind of feel I needed to bring something. You should have given me a heads up. I could have. Brought something in, exchanged some gifts, you know.
Oh, like my God, what do you want, Will?
A Xena Sports beanie.
Yeah. You could do that.
Yeah.
Next week. Next
week.
What
about this? I will try and find, I don't know if these frames are still in existence, I will try and find a doggy's frame. We will get a photo of you two together.
Now. Reenact it. We'll reenact.
Reenact it.
And Jono can put it on his bedside.
Yes.
you'll do that, won't you, Jono?
Yeah, absolutely.
I notice here, Will, you've got a footy card in your hand in the photo as well.
Yeah.
Pen, I think it's Jono. Did he ever actually sign that footy card for you or did he sort of just brush you off after the photo? Mm.
Do I look like I'd brush people off, Lingy? Really?
Well,
you don't look like it.
Well, I still love him, so.
Yes.
All right. All right, it's so weird that you're single, mate, and that's on your bedside table. You're still single. I can't believe
it. Yeah, what's the vibe? Are you what's single, the vibe when people come round and they see
couldn't
that?
Couldn't be.
That's, is that's it a talking question, point? That's a question for off-air.
Okay, yeah, true. Yeah. See? Ladies, inquire within. What a beautiful man.
Yeah.
Will you autograph that picture there?
Yes.
Yes, for
oh, absolutely.
Boddo. And we'll recreate it as well. You can check it out on the socials, K-Rock Geelong on Instagram
awesome,
and
Will.
Facebook.
It's made my morning, mate. Thank you. Really has.
Tom,
Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.